This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
So I finally found out that the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is actually not in federal court. I had been thinking this was a federal trial.
I did too.
And you've been watching it.
I have.
And so a lot of the court, the stories that are out there, like I had to look and look and look and look. A lot of the news coverage doesn't even mention which courthouse this is taking place in. So it's not a surprise that people would have no idea.
And also, just to defend my ignorance on the issue, they're all the same to me. They're all the same.
Well, one of the key differences between state and federal court is you can get a camera into a state courthouse.
That's true.
Now, you know, you may have to ask some permission from some man in a robe first, but, you know, even in Massachusetts, I could get a camera in there. I just had to show up an hour early, file a motion, get it heard by the judge in advance of the case. Here in New Hampshire, I could just waltz in and, you know, tell them who I am and they let me in because I'm on the media list. Freekeen.com is on that media list from the Supreme Court. So that's why there's a bunch of coverage of the Wisconsin Rittenhouse trial. So it's not like the federal government is doing something unusual and letting the media into this trial, which is too bad because I would have loved to have had that trial set some precedent to where, oh, yeah, okay, well, we do feel like letting cameras into this trial, but then everybody else, you can't even get a cell phone into the federal courthouse. They will strip you of any audio recording device, laptop, cell phone, whatever. If you try to bring it in, they're going to take it from you and they'll hold it at the front.
Do they offer any reasoning for that?
No, of
type
course
of
not.
Paranoia?
No.
It seems it's just pure paranoia on their part, it seems.
They just don't want their trials to be shown.
Well, the federal secretary wouldn't make any money for them, you know, having to sell off the audio recordings later on, which I found out a lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money.
And the transcripts are also very expensive.
Yeah.
As well. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can share whatever's on your mind. Then we'll talk more about qualified immunity in this case where a guy was stopped by the police after he recorded them beating a suspect. And the cops deleted, or attempted to at least, delete the video from his tablet. We'll talk more about that case coming up here in moments. But first, we go to Larry. He's on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Mark's not here. Unfortunately, he hasn't been on the show for a little while because I'm under some bad conditions that prevent
him. You know, I got a laptop now, so I'm seeing something red at it. Is that Mark?
Do me a favor, Larry. Back off your phone by, like, I don't know, an inch or two. You're a little bit over-modulated, as they call it in the business. It's a little hard to understand you.
How's that?
That's a little bit better. But Mark,
okay,
unfortunately, hasn't been on the show for a little while because I'm prohibited from having contact with him under some very restrictive, arguably unconstitutional bail restrictions in the Crypto 6 case, which started back in March. So,
well, they still took my YouTube channel down. I don't know what it was all about, but they went ahead and took it down.
Yeah, they took ours down 2 days ago, actually. So we are currently not streaming on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, although Aria DeMezzo's channel is still featuring us there, at least for the moment. We don't know how long that's going to last.
I had about 40 videos. Anyway,
yet about what? It is hard to understand you, Larry. Maybe back off your phone a little bit more. You're not on speakerphone or anything, are you?
This better?
I don't know. What were you calling about? What was the point you were...
Oh, I was just calling about the COVID and the progression of the sanctions that they're adding on. And they're going to be closing things down again soon. So it's just like it's playing by the rule book. That model... State Model Emergency Healthcare Act, Health Emergency Powers Act, more governors are coming up with more dead bodies and basing their state budget deficits to collect. That's what they're doing here in my city. So the more dead bodies, the more Miami City gets. So it's morbid and it's predictable.
You know, I still haven't seen, like, the piles and piles of dead bodies everywhere, the millions and millions dead. And
like you would during a real pandemic.
Yeah, like, this is not the plague I was sold, and I want to talk to the manager.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight. Unfortunately, it's a little hard to make out your call, but I appreciate you.
Like, I forget her name now. Who's the vice president?
Kamala.
Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't remember that. But she was saying that on a speech recently that the only people that are in the hospital right now for COVID are people who got the shot.
It's amazing that she's even admitting it.
Yeah.
Wait, she admitted that?
She did. She clearly, like, she repeated it a couple times. Yes, this is what she said.
Speaking of federal court, we go to, and actually it's funny, I just mentioned his trial. Chris Cantwell is on the line here calling from jail in Charlottesville, I presume. Chris, welcome back.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. I'm going to court in Charlottesville. I'm actually housed at the Central Virginia Regional Jail in Orange, Virginia. But I take an hour car ride to Charlottesville every weekday morning.
So, we were just talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and I just found out it actually isn't in federal court, which explains why there are cameras and video feeds of this thing. But your trial has been apparently something people could call in and listen to. For listeners unfamiliar, a brief recap: Chris Cantwell is facing a civil case right now, and he was involved in the Charlottesville protests with the right wing ultra right Nazi separatists.
Civil, and he's in jail.
He's in jail for some BS charges that were brought against him over the last couple of years.
Right.
He's now sitting out a 41-month sentence for having an argument with another Nazi on Telegram. So, Chris, is are you still a racist, Chris? Is it still fair to call you that?
I don't know. Once I found out that Joe Biden was a racist, it kind of wasn't cool anymore.
Okay. Like, oh, yeah. Have you seen the I mean, how could you have seen the latest clip? Did you hear about what happened today?
No, I was still referring to the UA Black stuff from the election. But I'm sure that Joe Biden probably messed up again sometime between then.
Yeah, wasn't he? Did you guys see the clip where he's referring to, like, some old baseball player as, like, an old Negro or something?
What?
Yeah. I'll have to pull it.
Joe Biden is not racist. He told people if you didn't vote for him, you weren't black. That's right. Like opposite of racism, right?
Right.
I'll find it for you, Chris.
Poor kids are just as bright as white kids, all right? And that's all that really matters. And so, you know, and Corn Pop, you know, he was a bad dude because it had nothing to do with his race. And so, you know, but anyway, but yeah, so basically, to the extent that, you know, racism and white supremacy is just synonym for Western civilization, I will defend my way of life by any name, and I don't run from it just because people call it racist. But I'd say my views on race are more nuanced than most people would gather.
So, look, I mean, I don't agree with your views on race, but I do agree that you should have the right to express yourself, and that's why they put you in jail, just basically for having an argument with another jerk on Telegram. And so that's why you're sitting in a jail cell during the civil trial, which has to do with the Charlottesville.
Were I not serving time for ostensibly unrelated charges, I'd be driving myself to court. I happen to be, you know, in the Central Virginia Regional Jail because I'm a federal inmate doing time for something almost completely unrelated.
Right. And by the way, as you are a federal inmate, they, for whatever reason, have chosen to put you in the communications management unit, which basically means that you can't talk to anyone with the exception of, like, two quick 15-minute phone calls per week scheduled in advance. You basically can't call anyone except your mother when you're in federal jail, or federal prison in this communications management unit. So the fact that you're actually on the Charlottesville trial means they're holding you in a normal jail, which means you can actually access the phone, and that's the only reason why we're even able to hear from you. So, I mean, it's been like a week or two, you're deep into this civil trial. What's been going on? Can you give us a recap?
Yeah, so there's a couple of recent highlights. You know, I've been making fools out of these witnesses, and it's driving the media insane. BuzzFeed and Vice and all these, you know, left-wing outlets are, like, panicking because I've turned the trial into a podcast, basically, is the way they're looking at it. And so, and some people that, you know, radical agenda listeners are tuning in, and after I did my opening statement, somebody in the Telegram channel said, "Best episode of Radical Agenda ever."
Chris, do you have time? I know you're highly restricted in that jail. Can you stand by?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more here if we get the chance. Last time we put him on hold in the jail, like put him on lockdown or something like that so we didn't get him back. But we'll continue here. We'll get an update from Chris Cantwell on the trial, the civil trial against the right-wingers, the hardcore Nazi types.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here in the studio tonight. We're going to get back into some bad news from the Supreme Court in the U.S., backing up the police, unfortunately, backing up police power, their power to abuse, their power to violate your rights. We'll get back into that story, but we've got Chris Cantwell on the line here calling us from Virginia. He's in a jail there as he's in a federal court. Now, he's not in the court because he's in jail. He's in federal prison, and they moved him out of the federal prison temporarily so he can go to this civil trial, which is basically between... It's Chris Cantwell and, like, I don't know, what is it, like a dozen other people are defendants in this case, Chris?
It's 9 plaintiffs and 24 defendants.
Wow.
And I am amongst the 24 defendants.
And you're one of the defendants that is pro se, so you are defending yourself because basically you have had your finances wiped out as a result of this particular trial, and you just have you don't have the money to afford attorneys. Although that does give you as a pro se person, that does give you the ability to ask questions that attorneys would probably get in trouble for, right? So you've got a little more leeway.
So yeah, me and Richard Spencer are both pro se defendants in the courtroom representing ourselves in this case. And, I don't really understand exactly what the rules I'm breaking are, but according to the attorneys in the room, they say that I'm being given a lot of latitude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working out very well, I think, anyway. We shall see how the jury perceives it.
Let me see if I can just summarize, as I understand it. The allegation in this civil trial is basically that you and the rest of these people had some sort of a conspiracy to commit violence. That's what they have to prove, and you're saying, no, I didn't even know these guys, basically, right?
Right. And it's more specific than that. It's a conspiracy to commit racially motivated violence. We're actually being sued under the powers granted to the federal government by the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which outlaws slavery. And so they say that the Unite the Right rally was a violent racist conspiracy carried out by a bunch of evil white supremacists who planned the violence, right? And we're saying, no, we had a permitted demonstration and a bunch of communists attacked us because they don't want us to have a public demonstration, right? And the controversy has become, here's the big joke about it, okay? Because I go witness after witness, all the plaintiffs, as they come up here, they say, oh, I was just going down there to voice my opposition to hate and to show my support for love and goodness, right? And there's no way that anybody I was with was in with Antifa. None of my friends had weapons. I was just out there chanting, all these racial justice slogans.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, well, here's the video of you, and here's the guy with the baseball bat standing next to you, and here's the guy with the bandana over his face, right? The thing is that these people keep on saying these things that are just proven untrue by the video and photographic evidence, which is stupid on their part, right? Because the thing is that the plaintiffs complained that we were going to put this defense on because they rightly point out that even if Antifa goes and attacks us, that doesn't give me the right to participate in a violent racist conspiracy, right? If I participate in a violent racist conspiracy and Antifa attacks me, I'm still liable for the violent racist conspiracy. You follow?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, because these people can't bring themselves to admit that there are violent criminals amongst them, they're making themselves look bad because I'm proving that they are actually amongst violent criminals. And it's destroying their case. I think so. Anyway, we shall see what the jury's ultimate verdict is. Obviously, it's them.
Yeah, now regardless of what you think about Chris Cantwell's belief system, he should still have the right to express himself. And in this particular case, you guys went kind of above and beyond, and you actually went and secured a permit for this particular protest these people, showed up to, essentially. In fact, you had talked with the Charlottesville police prior to this. Is that what they're saying is the conspiracy, that you asked for a permit to have this meeting?
But they're trying to not pay any attention to the fact that we got a permit or coordinated with law enforcement or anything else. They're trying to sort of gloss over that fact because it's an inconvenient portion of their case. But to the extent that it is, they're calling that a strategy of deniability, which is where their white supremacy expert came in today. Okay, so they had this expert witness on the white supremacist movement.
Was it the Southern Poverty Law Center?
What's that?
Was that the Southern Poverty Law Center representatives?
He doesn't work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, but the report that he issued, like, nearly 120 of the 300 citations in the report were citations of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay?
Mm.
So he doesn't know any of us from Adam, frankly. He's reading our hate watch profiles from the SPLC, and he's being like, "Oh, these bunch of Nazis and they do evil things. You should, you know, take lots of money from the guy who can't afford an attorney," basically, right? And I made this guy look like a fool today. It was really, really funny.
Well, thanks for wasting their money. I wouldn't thank you for anything else, but thank you for doing that.
They spent like $60,000 on this 66-page report.
Incredible.
To have this guy come in here and make a fool out of him.
The SPLC, I think, is probably the most verifiable hate group in the United States of America.
It genuinely is. It's a monstrous group of partisan Democrat hustlers.
I hate agreeing with you, Chris Kendall.
I know,
you
know. Yeah.
I don't like you, but I don't like what's happening to you either. It's garishly bad, and it could happen to anybody next.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
You know, that's kind of the thing, right? H.L. Mencken said the trouble with defending human freedom is one spends most of one's time defending scoundrels, for it is against scoundrels that whom unjust laws are first named, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't taken care of at that point, well, then, you know,
it's
then it happens to other people. And America saw this all throughout 2020, right? We said, hey, these Antifa scumbags, they attacked us, and they're just like, you're a bunch of Nazis, shut up, don't have a rally. Well, then they started, when we got off the streets, what did these people do? Then they turned their Molotov cocktails and their hammers on regular citizens. That's what happened, right? And then we watched 2020 as these people looted and burned with basically a license from the state to do it, and nobody would go lock them up. Meanwhile, you know, you go, you say something untoward about transgender ideology on Facebook, and well, you can go take a hike.
Yeah, now you're going to get banned on Twitter just for saying Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero. Some people have been getting their accounts suspended for that. Now, Chris, you said that the prosecution, or that's not the right term, the plaintiffs called a witness. So they're still calling witnesses. They haven't even rested their case yet, and we're, what, 3 weeks in?
Well, here's the big joke. They don't want to rest their case. They want to keep their case open while we put ours on, which is the big dilemma right now. This is going to be a controversy tomorrow morning. Because I haven't been called as a witness yet, right? And without calling me as a witness, there's no evidence against me. Mm-hmm. They have nothing on me so far, right? And so if they rest their case right now, I could rest right now and not even put, I don't even have to show them my body camera video or like or testify or anything. But they don't want to rest their case. They want to keep their case open and then question me without limitation when I call myself as a witness. But if they don't call, if they're not going to call me, then I don't think I should call myself. And so that's kind of the controversy right now. They're
Chris,
hoping to wrap up their case in Maine tomorrow.
All right. Keep us in the loop if you can. Here's a quick clip for you. This is Joe Biden.
You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros into the Major League Baseball after Jackie Robinson. His name was Satchel Paige.
There you go. Old Joe
Biden.
Oh,
my God, he said Negro twice.
He sure did. The
tomorrow
Negro
he's going to call him colored, probably, I'm thinking.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck. 603-283-6160. That's the latest Biden gaffe. It's been floating around social media here today. We're coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Blizzard warnings are issued as a snowstorm in the upper Midwest strengthens. The first significant winter storm of the season is expected to bring high winds and snow to the Dakotas and Minnesota. Day 8 of the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial is over in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The teenage defendant has been charged with 5 felonies for killing 2 rioters and looters during 5 nights of riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer. Regarding disproving the self-defense claim of Rittenhouse, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
This was a difficult case to make under Wisconsin law. They have a very robust self-defense rule. And more importantly, you then followed that difficult standard by a series of prosecutorial missteps.
USA Radio News. Lawmakers and military advocates have raised concerns about the rate of suicides among veterans. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough offers services within his department to address that rate on Fox News.
If something's bothering you, come forward. We're here for you. We have a wide range of services, whether you want to talk to another vet or whether you want to talk to a mental health professional, we're here for you.
Employer-based healthcare family premium prices are outpacing wage growth and inflation. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. Intercoin has now launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, you can get it on a centralized exchange. You can create your account over at xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com with just an email address so you keep your privacy intact. You can then trade dozens of different currencies, cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether and then use your Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org, and you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Speaking of advancing the cause of liberty, Joey, you've got some sad news to report here.
Yeah, this is far more important than the last segment. I had to say that. Fun Spot. I don't know if you guys remember going to Fun Spot with the maskless events.
Who could forget?
Such a good place.
Fun Spot, it. For listeners that don't know, is they claim to be the world's largest arcade.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I've heard somebody disclaim that, saying that there was something in, Japan or whatever.
It's pretty big.
It's monstrous.
I've done some live streaming there. Actually, that's where I met Bonnie for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's memorable to me.
There's an entire bowling alley on the main floor.
They got mini golf.
Yeah. Mini golf. Oh, I love Fun Spot.
But we have some sad news. I'm going to read the tweet that FunSpot put out. With sad hearts, we announced that our founder, Bob Lawton, has passed on. He died peacefully around by his family. Mm. He was 90 years old. FunSpot will continue to offer family fun and will now be looked after by the next generation of Lawtons. Rest in peace, Bob.
God bless them all, and rest in peace, Bob.
Yeah, it's an amazing attraction. It's one of those things that it's pretty unique to New Hampshire. It's like you're going back in time to the 1980s or the 90s or whatever. And the thing is, this guy's he's been running this thing for decades.
Yeah. I mean,
for
and it really before. Is a museum. Like, they have, like, the Atari area where you can see all the Ataris from times past.
Yeah,
they have, like, an Atari Saturn setup and, like, whatever, you know, like the Atari 5200 with the original box in the display case, and it talks, there's a, like a notepad that, like a piece of a notation that talks about what it was and how it worked. And
people go there specifically to set their world records. Like, I love playing Donkey Kong, and I love playing on the machine that the world record is on. And I attempt every time.
Have you come close?
And I met the guy last time when I met Bonnie there. The world record holder was there.
He was there? Oh, cool. Yeah, I used to like to play Golden Axe as a kid, so I go into you know fun spot and play Golden Axe and
they have that one there.
Contra and Super. Oh God, they have everything. They have original Pong and Q-Bert and
they
Frogger.
They have so many games. Yeah. It's hard to even like know which games are in there. Like,
well, it's all there.
Yeah,
they've literally
got the classics
every,
for sure.
Yes. Every single video game that's ever been is basically there.
But and I wanted to mention that Bob Lawton, he is the reason why New Hampshire has the slogan "Live Free or Die."
How's that?
He, I guess, pushed for it years ago, and they adopted it. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's why he's so significant. I think he was a libertarian. I'm pretty sure he was.
And you said he had "Who is John Galt" on the sign outside.
Yeah,
of
you
Fun
still
Spot.
Go by there today. It's gonna still scroll through their marquee. Who is John Galt?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a wonderful guy.
Cool guy, and like I remember Bonnie and I were there, because earlier this year there were, I think, what was it, once a month, they were doing, just kind of go to a fun spot and hang out, play some video games, and, you know, hang out with
maskless gatherings.
People. Yeah, maskless, because they were one of the sane places where you could actually choose whether or not to wear a mask, and so we went there, and it was, of course, it's a lot of fun to just go and check it out, but in the, like, the diner area or whatever, the snack bar, they've got, like, some history. Right, like you can read about the history of the place and how he started it. He had to like get a loan from his grandma. He started it when he was, I think, 21 years old.
Wow.
And so very, very young. Like he hadn't done that much else in his life, right? Like this was his big thing that he was doing. And there were no video games at that time. It was just like a different kind of games place.
Skee
right?
ball,
like,
yeah. different kind of versions of it.
Right, like maybe pinball or whenever that came out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he did, was he borrowed $700 from his grandmother and opened up what became Fun
Fantastic.
Spot. And it literally, he was 90 years old when he died. So he spent seven decades of his life
Amazing.
Running this
And the place
arcade.
Literally is an homage to fun.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's got it all.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, skee ball, air hockey, you know, all the fun stuff.
Whenever I go there with my girlfriend, we get a large pizza, and when you get a large pizza, they give you a special token. And
oh,
you
really?
Get to exchange that for I don't know how many tokens, like 50 tokens or something like that. So it comes with the pizza. So
there is a full bowling alley in there, not just a bowling alley. They also have candlestick bowling, like small balls with the little pins. That's pretty impressive.
I prefer the 10-pin.
I do, too. I prefer regular old bowling. But
what I like about it is you can walk in. This is what I've always done. Is I pop a $20 bill in the token machine, and then you literally have to hold up a big-ass cup to fill the thing with all these tokens. And it's hard to spend. I mean, within a couple hours, it's hard to go through $20 worth of tokens.
And that's the thing about Fun Spot. It wants you to have fun.
Have
fun.
Look, I have so much fun, I can't use all my tokens. I just cleaned my car up the other day, and I just, oh, my God, my door is full of Fun Spot tokens.
This is turning into like an unpaid ad for Fun Spot. But if you're in New Hampshire, for God's sake, go to Fun Spot.
There's a lot to do. You know, you come up, you visit New Hampshire, you can hang out with the Free Staters. But if you got an extra few hours, head over to the Lakes region.
You know, it's funny. Is
go to Laconia.
It's right outside of Laconia. And if you go up there, the thing is, if you were to like Google Fun Spot and look at the videos of Fun Spot and watch them, the videos cannot do justice to the size and scope of this place.
It's like multiple stories.
Yes.
It's just big.
It's like a three-story, it's like half the size of a football field, and it's like three stories high, and it's full of fun and games.
I've done a full walkthrough of the place on my channel, so if you want to see how big it is, I show that scope. And
Just go to Breaking the Flaw on YouTube or Odyssey and search for Fun Spot.
Sure.
Come up.
If you look, I think it's a Donkey Kong world record attempt.
Nice.
And I don't even get past the first screen.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, check them out, and rest in peace. And I hope that the family, it says the family is going to keep the dream alive. So, you know, I hope that they keep it going. Yes. I hope that they're as libertarian as he was.
I think they are.
And we still see some good stuff up on the marquee outside.
Yeah. There's some fresh new things, like Free Talk Live.
I hope they know who is John Galt means. I hope they understand what that means.
I mean, how could you not? Like, if that's your dad.
There's a lot of, I know libertarians who've never read any Ayn Rand before, and they don't know who is John Galt, the significance of that phrase is.
I've never read that book either.
What?
Never read it.
Mr. Libertarian!
Sorry, there's a lot of libertarian books out there. Now, I have read one book by her, Ayn Rand, but I was actually in high school. It was one of the required...
Anthem?
Books. Yeah, it was Anthem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anthem is a testament. It's funny, I just spent the day with a woman and her 14-year-old foster child, and I was surprised that there's a high school up in northern New Hampshire where Anthem is required reading, and they're talking about it in the class, and
that's
discussing.
Surprise, this is New Hampshire.
That is a total surprise to me. That's public schooling. I can't believe that public schools haven't run Ayn Rand out of the public school yet, especially books like Anthem.
Yeah, the thing that's cool about, one of the other things that's cool about FunSpot is you're kind of going back in time to some extent, because, I mean, we grew up and we're all kind of the same age range, within a decade, I think, of each other. And, you know, so we probably went to original arcades, right, back in the day. Yeah. And they've got all that stuff and the tickets, you know, you play the skee ball, you get the tickets come out. But then they've got some newer kind of aspects. So, like, they have these, and maybe these aren't that new. I mean, I didn't spend much time in arcades in the last 20 years, but they've got these ticket eating machines. So you get the tickets that come out of the various different games, and then there's like these big vending, like reverse vending machines that just inhale tickets at an incredibly high rate, and then they just print you out of like a little receipt. Yeah. And so when you go to the prize counter with all the chintzy, you know, cheapy prizes that all these places used to have back in the day.
They still are.
Yeah.
The top prize isn't worth
just
it.
Just chintzy. Super garbage. But it's still fun, right? Kids love that stuff.
Yeah. I love that. I give my tickets either way, or I buy like just candy and I get the rest away.
Yeah. I go to the nearest ticket eating machine where some little kid's feeding it, and I just throw my ticket to the kid.
It's so satisfying, right? Yeah. Just taking the tickets.
And then you just get a little receiving show, man. You don't have to count the tickets. Very, very nice. So very nice kind of modern twists on some classic stuff. But it's mostly just classic. That's what the whole place is. There's more coming up here on bad Supreme Court decisions on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And I want to get back into the story. Joa, you brought this one in. I've got it pulled up here as well. Sure. Over at Reason.com. It was about a Supreme Court case. Well, actually, the lack of a Supreme Court case. The Supreme Court refused to hear a case. And whenever they refuse a case, what that does is it essentially upholds the lower court's decision. So in this case, an appeals court had made a decision about a man who says his free speech rights were violated when the cops in Denver stole his tablet under threat. Like they said, well, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, suggesting that if he didn't hand over the tablet, that they would arrest him. He gave them the tablet under threat. And then they searched it. They attempted to delete the video footage from it. And he's saying, hey, you know, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. And the lower court, the appeals court, backed up the officers in this case. They were given qualified immunity. And essentially what the lower court said was, yes, they should have had qualified immunity in this case. Now, what is qualified immunity? Well, according to the Reason.com story, it's a legal doctrine that allows a slew of state actors, specifically the police and pretty much every other bureaucrat, to infringe on your rights if they, if the way they went about doing so has not specifically been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court or the same federal circuit. So basically, they get to claim ignorance. They get to say, oh, did we violate your rights? Well, because these men in the robes hadn't told us that we would violate your rights if we did what we did, therefore we didn't violate your rights. I mean, even if your rights were violated, we're not responsible for it.
I wonder if when cops ever use their IQ as like, oh, I didn't know. Go to my IQ.
Yeah.
Because they don't hire high IQs.
There are departments that actually have limits on what IQ their officers can be.
Yeah, you can't be smarter than the smartest guy here.
How would you like to go to work for an institution that cherishes your stupidity?
Oh my God!
Like, why would that? Just knowing that there are police departments out there that hire based on stupidity, I would not be able to go to job. I don't care how if I was a stupid person, I still wouldn't be able to. I will go be a machinist. or a welder or somewhere where I don't have to be a total rocket scientist. I just have to be good at my job.
Where you can make your own shiny badge?
Yeah, or make my own. You know, where the talents that you do have would be legitimately cherished and valued. And literally their only value at the police department is that they were stupid enough to get hired.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get them sweet government benefits and the 90% retirement.
That's right. So not only are they stupid, they're disgusting.
Or like what Manchester police put in their hiring, like they posted it publicly. Oh, yeah, one of the benefits is qualified immunity.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not. And they had to give redact that.
Well, that is actually a benefit.
Well, I mean it's,
being honest,
it's part of policy. It's not really. Right. I mean,
that's a benefit. The benefit is. I mean, hey guys, if you're a thug, you get to come here and be a thug, and you get to push people around. You get to beat them up. You get to steal their stuff, and you won't have any consequences for it. That's basically what they were saying.
Yeah.
In other words. But what is qualified immunity? Well, it's a granular standard, according to Reason, that has seen government officials get off for assaulting and arresting a man for standing outside of his own home, for shooting and killing a man who had been sleeping in his car. And, of course, they're linking to different stories about all of these things.
Yes, yeah.
For beating a man after pulling him over for broken lights, for leaving an innocent man's home in ruins after conducting a SWAT raid on the wrong house, and for stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's just a short list. This thing goes on and on. Without a prior ruling with identical facts, the victims in the above scenarios were not allowed to state their claims before a jury. So the exact same case basically had to have been heard, and it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had to say, oh yeah, you guys should have known better. You don't have qualified immunity in this case. So then if a case that was like that one, that was basically identical to that, gets heard at a lower court, then you can claim, oh, qualified immunity, you know, should not apply, cite the court case where the Supreme Court made the decision that it shouldn't apply, and then you can actually take the case in front of a jury. So rather than hearing this new case with the cops stealing the man's tablet and deleting the videos of them beating a man, which is what the guy was recording, is the police beating somebody, since the Supreme Court didn't take the case, they don't have to make a ruling on whether or not there was any, you know, qualified immunity in that particular
case. It's quite sad. I hope more people petition like this guy did to get them to actually look at it. I mean, they can't.
But they aren't obligated to.
No,
and they're protecting the police by refusing to take the case.
I don't expect the government in general to be taking care of me when it comes to securing my rights or anything like that. That is up to us as individuals, and hopefully a community can stand up and say no too. But I don't depend on the government to make, you know, to protect me. And it's not their job, actually.
The standard is particularly egregious in this case because the Denver Police Department enacted a policy in 2007 informing their officers that the public has a constitutional right to film them on duty. But that wasn't good enough, according to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit, which ruled in March that the only permissible avenue for overcoming qualified immunity is to find that perfect court precedent. And
the one that favors them, basically. The one that's going to make them look good in the federal court. That's how I look at that. They're very nitpicky until it favors them. Yeah, we're going to bring up qualified immunity, but they're not going to do it in the people's favor. They don't care.
The rationale for qualified immunity is that officials should be free from vacuous lawsuits and thus deserve to be put on notice as to what is and what is not constitutional behavior. See, they just can't figure it out for themselves. They have to have men in robes explain it to them. And if they haven't explained it specifically in each case, then they don't know. From the Tenth Circuit's opinion, we are deduced that an obscure court precedent, that obscure court precedents are more valuable at accomplishing that end than a department's own stated policies, even though one would expect most government employees to be more familiar with the latter than the former, that is, their department's own policies. But that's not what mattered in this case.
Right.
Those training guidelines will now somewhat lose their force, said the attorney for the Institute for Justice. Cops have have less reason to follow department policies if they know federal courts will decline to hold them accountable for breaking those very rules. In shielding a group of rogue government employees, the court inadvertently weakened the public's First Amendment rights. Ari Cohn, Free Speech Counsel at Tech Freedom, an advocacy group focused on technology and the First Amendment, said this, quote, "What's particularly stunning here is that the people who wrote the training were able to correctly synthesize the law and conclude that the officer's actions violated a constitutional right.
to rule that qualified immunity protects them, even though their department correctly pieced together the clearly established law to train them that such conduct is unlawful, simply because a court, namely the Supreme Court, hadn't ruled on that particular fact pattern is extreme judicial hubris. However,
that's a very kind way of saying it.
The Supreme Court agreed, you know, with the lower court. They backed them up. And they mentioned the 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, 9th, and 11th circuits have all acknowledged the First Amendment right to film the police. Had those officers misbehaved in a location subject to one of those federal circuit courts, they wouldn't have been so lucky.
And that first district is the Glick decision, right?
Yeah, I think Garrick also had a very similar case here in New Hampshire. And while the 10th Circuit acknowledged that the Denver Police Department's training invoked a constitutional right to film the police, they danced around, meaning the court danced around, coming to any conclusion on that subject. Quote, "We do not consider nor opine on whether Mr. Frazier had actually had a First Amendment right to record the police performing their official duties in public spaces," unquote. Leaving officers in that jurisdiction free to violate the public's rights in the same way, again, without fear of recourse. They didn't even address the question.
To respond to the last thing you said there, it's like they don't recognize him having the right. Well, does he have a camera and does he have a heartbeat? That is all you need. You are a living human being. Your rights are ordained by your birth, and we don't need no government, no constitution, nothing to tell us that we have this right. It's because you are a living, sovereign being.
And there's
That's it.
And there's a reason why they didn't consider that question, because they could just say, well, qualified immunity, and we don't have to answer the other questions in the appeal, because that's not their obligation. You can bring up different things in an appeal, as I understand it. I'm not an attorney, but if you bring up different points, the court can just pick one point and make the ruling based on that one point and ignore all of the other things that you brought up in that point. Oh, well, qualified immunity, so therefore we don't have to decide whether there was a First Amendment question here.
You know, I had a cop say to me, and this is, I recently had a trial for it, it's too bad that he didn't get on the stand because he said, F your constitutional rights.
Oh.
He lost his qualified immunity right there, didn't he? That's what I think, because he's completely destroying his oath of office of who he is and what he does. And I cannot believe this is not something that they wanted to bring brought up to court. And there's a reason why
that's
I can't
why
really
they
go
didn't
into
call
it.
Him, right?
There's a reason why that didn't bring brought up.
Mm. And we got more coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. That's not the only bad U.S. Supreme Court decision. We've got another one coming up here. Actually, a couple more decisions from Reuters about more qualified immunity, actually. And we'll talk about it on the way here. The number 603-283-6160. They're backing up the police in excessive force cases. We'll tell you more about that in Hour 3 on the
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.